Unit 2. Friends and Relatives. Page 14. 2. While you read. Surprise for Jailbird Dad.
There are many happy stories about children being reunited with the famous parents they didn't know they had. But perhaps one of the most unusual is that of a 25-year-old chef from Liverpool who was recently informed of the fact that the father he'd never known was actually one of Britain's most dangerous men. Originally jailed for robbery and burglary, Charles Bronson has spent 22 of the last 26 years in prison. Much of this is because he has repeatedly taken hostages in jail and attacked fellow inmates. He is a man of incredible physical strength and has a terrible temper. He has already caused over £500,000 worth of damage to prison property and has had to be moved to a special secure unit costing the taxpayer over £60,000 a year. 25 years ago, he became a father when his son Michael was born. However, he split up with the boy's mother when he began a prison sentence 3 years later. Last year, though, an old friend managed to track down Bronson's son in Liverpool. The news that his father was the infamous most dangerous man in Britain obviously came as a total shock to the son, who nevertheless decided to get in touch with his father. When Bronson first heard from Michael, he said, "I was on a mission of madness. Now I'm on a mission of peace. All I want to do now is to get home and have a pint with my boy." When the two men finally met in prison, Michael said that he got on like a house on fire with his father. "I gave him a great big hug. It was very nice to finally meet him after all these years. People get the wrong impression of him from the media. He's not as bad as they make out. He's actually a very sensitive and talented guy." Interestingly, the facts do back up this claim, because as well as having a reputation for violence, Bronson also has a reputation for his cartoons and poetry. He's been attempting to have his work published, but the prison authorities have stood in the way of any such plan because they don't want him to profit from his crimes. Michael also commented on the fact that he and his father looked very similar, except for his dad's large, bushy beard. Bronson himself said, "I'm delighted to be back in touch with my son. It's taken 22 years to get him back into my life." When Charles Bronson is eventually released, father and son want to open up a restaurant. Mike plans to be the chef, while Bronson intends to be the security on the door. These plans, however, may have to be put on hold. It seems that old habits die hard. Only last week, Bronson was involved in yet another violent incident, and an early release looks increasingly unlikely. If you would like to know more about Charles Bronson's amazing life, a biography is currently being written about him. You can read it with a clear conscience, because any profits will be going to charity.
Unit 2, page 17. 3. Pronunciation. The schwa sound. Listen and check your pronunciation. 1.
It's better than my old one.
2. It's better than it was before. 3.
It's bigger than the last one.
4. It's much more touristy than it used to be. 5.
It's much cheaper than it used to be.
6. It was quicker than last time. 7.
It wasn't as good as the last time we went.
8. It wasn't as good as I remembered. 9.
It's not as good as it used to be.
Unit 2, page 19. 5. Giving bad news. Listen and check your answers.
1.
Can you give me a lift home?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I can't. I lost my license last week. Had a bit too much to drink and got stopped by the police.
2.
Do you think I could get that camera back off you sometime soon?
I don't know how to put this, but I think I lost it last night while I was out. I'm really sorry, but I've searched everywhere and I can't find it. I'll get you another one. I'm extremely sorry.
3.
Have you heard from Jan recently?
Well, actually, I haven't. Not for about 6 months. We had a bit of an argument last year.
4.
Is your grandfather any better?
I'm afraid not. We're very worried about him, but then he is 90.
5.
So, has Peter had his results yet?
Well, yes, I'm afraid he has. He didn't pass, so he's got to resit part of his exams in July.
6.
Are you feeling all right, Steve?
Well, actually, no. I've just had some very bad news.
7.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. Well, actually, I think I'm getting the flu. So I'd stay away if I were you.
8.
I thought you had a dog.
We did, but unfortunately it ran out into the street and was run over. I'm afraid we had to have it put down.